before you go to bed tonight, sit up for 2 minutes, meditate, and tell yourself, I'm going to witness my dreams tonight. And the moment I wake up, I'm going to write them down.
Yes, and don't talk when you get up. That's the secret to remembering. Stay quiet for 5 minutes. The minute you start talking, then you forget.
And That's true.
Yeah, you have to be quiet and tell your partner, whoever you're sleeping with, that you're not going to be speaking for 5 minutes. No, it's very, very important to do that. Otherwise, if you start talking, then your linear mind gets involved and you lose the essence of dreams. But I just want to say something about your story
ahead.
Because you, Deepak, exemplify what it is to be in the moment, to notice every little thing. You know, I'm like that too. I love to look at every little thing, every little event, who's doing what and when, and seeing the connections. And so if you stay open to all of that, and you don't look at anything as insignificant, you just notice, you know, how things unfold. It is miraculous. You know, if you stay aware, people miss out on so much because they lose interest. You know, they don't follow it to the end, so they don't see because they're looking with their rational mind. Mm-hmm. But you have this essence of the child, and so you're looking at every little thing. That's a wonderful thing, though, because if you want to tune into intuition, if you get back in that essence and you look at life as a miracle, every little thing, you know, where the little girl sat on the, you know, the remote and then the TV, oh my God, you know, it's just so amazing. You know, so many things have happened to me in my life, but every time a new thing happens, it's just as amazing to me. I'm just as thrilled. I never get bored with it. Never gets boring, any of this. You know, if you just keep that sense of wonder.
You know, one of the things I'm really interested to hear is, you know, you have this dream and you've written it down or it's in your journal or whatever. Now, what's the next step? How do you go to that interpretation and acting on it?
Well, I'll tell my response and you tell yours.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You actually don't interpret it. You don't do anything. You just ask yourself, what does this mean? And then you wait in the present for an encounter or an episode or an answer in the form of an inner voice. But you don't actively do anything. You remain open, receptive, and expectant, and asking questions. What I do is I ask myself one question always when things like that happen. What's the karmic message? What's God trying to tell me? What's my higher self trying to tell me? What's happening? That's all. And I don't try to go after it. Do you want to say, add on something?
I do. I think that's the essence of it. But I have kept dream journals since I've been a little girl. I have them piled up. I write down I love dreams so much. I can't remember the daily things that happen to me, but I remember my dreams over a lifetime. And I have a very good memory for dreams. And so I write everything down, particularly if you want to document, if you have a premonition that came true. If you write it down, since there's no time and no space on the intuitive level, sometimes it takes 10 years for a dream to come true. But if you have it written down, you have that dream written down, then the event happens, you can go back and get that affirmation. And it's so important on an intuitive level to see it. I mean, to actually see, I dreamed this, and it came true. Isn't this amazing? I have this capacity in me. So that's one way of dealing with dreams. But also, you know, I'm a big believer in water amplifying everything. And water and the dream state are very similar to me in the fluidity that happens with it. And so if you are in this kind of fluid state when you interpret, rather than getting hooked into water means something, the moon means something. Now, it's, you know, I always recommend Man and His Symbols by Carl Jung as a beginning dream interpretation book. But with any symbol that comes through in a dream, you can't hold fast to it. You have to intuitively interpret that symbol. You know, just very quickly, I'll give you an example. I was going through a period in my life where nothing was working. Everything was falling through. I couldn't even get the plumber or the electrician. Nothing was working. Nothing. And I was getting very ungrateful. And I was complaining a lot to my friends. And so I had a dream one night that I was diagnosed with leukemia. And I was just so upset in the dream. And when I woke up, I was so happy to be alive that it was an instant attitude adjustment for me. And I no longer, you know, felt ungrateful about being alive anymore. How did I know that wasn't a psychic dream? At that moment, I tuned in and I asked myself, is this my future? And I got quiet. I got in a neutral state. And I got definitely no. This is the universe, you know, telling you. It's very healing. You know, wake up. Be grateful for your life. And it's just when you have these dreams or you're diagnosed with a terminal illness, I don't know if any of you have had this, and then you wake up and you don't have it, it's very liberating. So, I mean, that's what I look at that dream. Soon after, I had a patient who had a dream that she had leukemia. And this happens as a therapist, where I'll have a dream and I'll sometimes patients come in with very similar symbols. But in her dream, her son was injecting cancer cells through an IV in a hospital room into her IV, giving her leukemia. And when she woke up, we did interpret the dream. Her son was an alcoholic and gambler, and he was living at home, and he was just leeching her energy. And she took from the dream, if she didn't take some steps and go into Al-Anon and work on her codependency issues and get him out of the house, that she would get ill. She looked at that as a warning, all right? And she feels to this day that if she didn't act on that, that she would have gotten cancer. All right, two different symbols, same symbol, two different people. So, you know, that's an example of how you can't overgeneralize with any symbol. But I feel that by interpreting these dreams, it helped her to take action. It certainly helped me to, you know, change my attitude, where someone could have sat down with me and nothing would have convinced me, but that dream was, you know, instant awakener.
What about the nightmares?
Ooh. Oh. I love nightmares. Nightmares are so exciting. I wrote a section on the book on nightmares because I think they're so important. If you have a nightmare when you're 2 years old, if you have the same nightmare when you're 5 years old, you have the same recurring nightmare when throughout a lifetime, oftentimes the volume is tuned up. And if you don't listen to it, if you don't take time to stop and face whatever that force is that's causing the fear, you can have that dream on your deathbed. And that isn't because your dream life is tormenting you. It's because you're, it isn't, but some people look at it that way. It's because your subconscious is saying, or your spirit is saying, you need to look at this to heal. And the way to stop any nightmare is to look at it, find out what the essence is. Like if you're having a pursuer, a lot of nightmares, or you're being chased by a Nazi, you know, person, or what, some evil person who's after you and they're trying to hurt you or shooting you with machine gun bullets, you know, you must stop in your waking life and turn around and look who that person is, whatever it is. And once you do that, the dream doesn't come back. So yes. Now you're going, maybe. No, I'm saying yes. This is what I've seen as a psychiatrist, and you know, throughout years, when people deal with what they're afraid of, what's pursuing them, it evaporates. It does. It's a very heroic thing to stop, you know, and say, all right, I am scared to death of this, but I need to look at it to free myself. So I'm a big believer in nightmares, in looking at the content of nightmares.
I have a quick question. Is synchronicity actually intuition, or here it is?
Well, when you tune into your intuition, you get in touch with this invisible flow that's going on all the time in this world and every other world that we're connected to. And there's this movement going on. If you get quiet, you can feel this kind of river flowing. And when you get in touch with your intuition, you get carried by the river. And once you get carried by the river, the synchronicities start happening and the deja vu's happening and you start getting in the flow of life. When you fight it, when you analyze it, when you try and stop it or resist it, then the experiences don't flow to the same degree.
Yeah, I asked because I had an incredible, a continual synchronicity.
Yeah, intuition is an entry into the world which is non-local. Non-local means it's beyond space-time. And sometimes when many things happen synchronistically, you know, look at the word, synchronistic. Chronos means time, synchronos means many things happening at the same time. It's actually the simultaneous actualization of information in many places from the same point in the submanifest domain, from the soul, from the spirit. So the more intuitive you are, the more you'll experience synchronicity.
Yes.
But synchronicity involves many more things. You
yes.
know.
I also realized, had I gone to I had an errand to do, and I did it before the car wash. Had I done it the other way around, there was been a chance I wouldn't have seen this fella, because the timing could have all been out.
Absolutely.
So it was a joyous discovery. It was
yes.
fun.
Yes, well, the beauty of being here on this planet at this particular time, this isn't an enlightened planet, by the way. It is not. I think we have to accept that. And I think part of our soul growth is learning to make choices here. And with all the distractions, of course there are lots of distractions everywhere, but the challenge here, and it's such a magnificent challenge, is how much does it mean to come back to myself? What am I going to do? How am I going to fight for that to come back to myself? And how am I going to live that and be that light so other people can do it too? I mean, I think we have to deal with all the distractions.
I totally agree. I mean, if you can think in the middle of a traffic jam,